DeepEnglish.com. Life or Death. Fluency Booster. Part A. What would you do in a life or death situation? What would you give up to save your life? Could you give up your house or your car? Could you give up all the money in your bank account? How much could you give up? Could you give up your own arm? What if your life depended on it? Could you cut your own arm off? In 2003, Aaron Ralston was in that kind of life or death situation. What kind of situation was it? It was a life or death situation. When did it happen? It happened in 2003. Aaron was hiking in a desert canyon when something terrible happened. Did something wonderful happen? No, something wonderful didn't happen. Something terrible happened. Where was he hiking? He was hiking in a desert canyon. He fell and his arm became trapped under a big rock. Did he fall? Yes, he fell. Did his arm become trapped under a house? No, his arm didn't become trapped under a house. His arm became trapped under a big rock. There was no one to help him. He had only two choices. He could die, or he could cut his arm off to escape. How many choices did he have? He had only two choices. What choices did Aaron have? He could die or he could cut his arm off. Aaron was an experienced adventure athlete. Was Aaron an experienced athlete? Yes, he was an experienced adventure athlete. In 2002, he quit his job as an engineer and set a world record for climbing. When did he quit his job? He quit his job in 2002. Did Aaron set a record for climbing? Yes, he set a world record for climbing. He became the first person to climb all of Colorado's largest mountains alone in winter. Who was the first person to climb all of Colorado's largest mountains alone in winter? Aaron was the first person to climb all of Colorado's largest mountains alone in winter. He was not afraid of danger. Was he afraid? No, he was not afraid. In 2003, he was almost killed by an avalanche while skiing. What happened in 2003? In 2003, he was almost killed by an avalanche while skiing. Later that same year, he almost lost his life while hiking. What happened later that year? Later that year, he almost lost his life while hiking. He didn't expect it to be dangerous, so he made a very big mistake. He didn't tell anyone where he was going. What mistake did Aaron make? He didn't tell anyone where he was going. Did he expect it to be dangerous? No, he didn't expect it to be dangerous. On the first day, he hiked about 20 miles into the desert when he fell into a hole. How far did he hike? He hiked about 20 miles. Did he fall into a lake? No, he didn't fall into a lake. He fell into a hole. As he fell, he moved a large rock that weighed 360 kilos. The rock landed on his arm. What landed on his arm? A large rock landed on his arm. How much did the rock weigh? The rock weighed 360 kilos. He was trapped. He was alone in the desert, and no one knew where he was. Was Aaron with his friends in the desert? No. He wasn't with his friends in the desert. He was all alone in the desert. Aaron knew that help was not coming. Did he think that help was coming? No, he knew that help was not coming.